Getting promoted, without a shadow of a doubt. And anything that we can do to help Chris and the players to achieve that ambition, not just for them or the chairman, but for the supporters that have stuck by the club over such a long period, that is by far our number one ambition. And that will go such a long way to not only restoring the club to a level that I think it should be at, given the facilities we've got and the support we've got, but also as a real endorsement of an owner like Tony Bloom that has invested so much and put so much faith into the infrastructure of the football club to get it to where he feels it should be. And I think it would be fantastic for the supporters to see Premier League football at a stadium like this.
If Albion are still where they are now in January, what's the mood of the board in terms of investment into the playing squad? I mean, some people want to build from a position of strength. Some people might think, well, actually, we're doing OK, so we don't need to invest. I know you can't give me numbers, but what would be your message to the fans?
I think, first of all, we've got a chairman that backs the football club, not just in terms of infrastructure, but in terms of players. And you saw this summer that he turned down a number of opportunities to take money back off the table. So I think if Chris comes to Tony and to me and looks and shows us areas where he thinks he can strengthen and we can find the players to do that, and it's not going to affect the balance of the group. And I know Arsene Wenger uses a phrase, sometimes less is more, and sometimes one more is too many. So it's about making sure that not just that Chris identifies any sort of areas that he feels that can be strengthened, but also that any strengthening doesn't affect the dynamic of the group. We've got such a close-knit, tight group of players and staff here that it would take something very special to enhance that even further. And if we can find that, fantastic. But Chris is very astute. He knows what he needs, what he wants. The players themselves are, as I say, a fantastic group. There's depth, there's talent, there's creativity, there's strength, there's determination, and above all else, I think at the moment, there's spirit.
Certainly a good blend. In terms of just looking forward finally, half-season tickets have gone on sale. How are they going? And also, when you look ahead to December, do you envisage us, like we are tonight, having some more sellouts?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, half-season tickets, 2 years ago, I think we sold over 100, which was a lot, considering we had a very high season ticket base to start with. Last season, we sold over 1,000. And already so far, with the campaign just a few days old, we've sold 250 on the back of what was already close to record numbers of season tickets from the summer. So we're in a really good place. I think, obviously, tonight's a sellout. Norwich was a sellout. We're now looking ahead to games against Fulham, to games against Leeds and Cardiff, and QPR as well. And already those games are selling faster than any other home games we've seen this season. So there is a real prospect that, you know, right the way up into the new year, we could have sellout after sellout after sellout. And again, credit to the team, credit to Chris, credit to the fans for getting behind us. And let's hope we can keep that momentum going into 2017.